Long the interruptive bane of the performing arts, modern communication devices are now the best friend of the Philadelphia Orchestra and Opera Philadelphia. What made the shift? Recent free public events for which thousands showed up, thanks partly to social media. And that, says the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns, is only the beginning of what might be possible.
Never mind that the best way to make an usher jump all over you is to start a text message during a Broadway show. Or that when Barbara Streisand last sang in Philadelphia, she wasn't so pleased with that man in the front row whose thumbs rarely stayed still. Opera Philadelphia's cast of Nabucco was strangely resistant when encouraged to tweet. There's just something about the sound of that word that may not sit so well with someone whose voice is trained to hit the top balcony. But like that steadily encroaching theme of Ravel's Bolero, the social media virus has become embedded in the performing arts and, in classical circles, is one of the few clear-cut success stories these days.
We should certainly not underestimate our potential and capacity and knowledge and relevance of everything social media gives classical music. Because there used still to be, oh, social media, that's for your younger audience, that's for younger generation, and we don't reach them really. When you see that on Twitter, I'm so proud of having 7,000 followers, but of course Lady Gaga has 30 million. I mean, who am I in that?
So says Yannick Nézet-Séguin, music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, talking about the October 2nd concert at Verizon Hall that was scheduled on 6 hours' notice following a canceled Carnegie Hall event. At least 2,000 people dropped everything to show up.
Yet, social media was really the key for getting that many people. I could feel when I came on the stage and only to dim the lights created that huge anticipation, applause, rock concert. The audience already was wild.
The orchestra reached 34,000 on Facebook. Tweets numbered 40,000. Opera Philadelphia pulled in a crowd of 4,000 for a free outdoor simulcast of Nabucco on September 27th. But even though its reach-out stats aren't as high as the orchestra's, Opera Philadelphia's David Devan learned that quality, not quantity, still counts.
It's not the number of followers, it's how they're interacting with you. I mean, more and more, we talk about fans. We don't talk about ticket buyers or followers per se, but how many are we really creating a culture of fans that like what we're doing and want to get excited about it and will share their experiences with others?
Getting the word out is only the first step. Getting people talking is the point. So it was with Annette Lombardo, a lifelong Philadelphian, now retired, who learned about the orchestra's concert from a neighbor.
Usually neighbors, when they come up to me in that building, are not so happy what they got to tell me. My cat's screaming or something like that.
She had never heard the Philadelphia Orchestra and didn't think she'd like it. She was wrong.
I just never saw anything like it. Well, the person I was with cried through the whole thing, but I got tears in my eyes too. But I had my dark glasses on. The impact, like Bolero, was beautiful.
Audiences are usually told that the taking of photographs and the use of recording devices is strictly prohibited. But for the final piece, Nézet-Séguin encouraged the audience to do all of that and post the results.
So, have fun. We love you.
It was so heartwarming. People stood up. People hollered, you know, they whistled and everything. Only a Philly crowd does that.
For the opera company's Nabucco, audiences were required to register free of charge, and 40% of them were new to the opera company's database. So Devan is looking into establishing a tweet zone in the Academy of Music and will encourage its use during performances.
For a lot of younger people, the experience is not real until they share it. It doesn't become a life event until it is shared.
But aren't those millennials distracted enough? Shouldn't the Opera House be a refuge from that? Well, in centuries past, audiences drifted in and out of opera performances according to who was singing. They talked, they ate. So even if we now worry about drowning in tweets, they might help keep orchestras and opera companies afloat.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.